بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the chapter that we should hasten and hurry to do good deeds, we should not progress that delay for any good deeds, and particularly we should think of our namazas. Namazan should be given in the sunnah time, and as soon as azan is given, man also, woman at home also, should give up all other work and now make namaz. We should not delay namaz at all. So in that chapter, yesterday we read the hadith that in the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam offered a sword and asked, who will take the sword from me? The Sahaba all were very eager, radiyallahu anhum. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, who will take it and fulfill the rites of it? Then they were but reluctant, because to fulfill the rites is not an easy thing. Then Hazrat Abu Dujana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took the sword and he went into the battlefield, and one way he was fighting and killing and severing the heads of the non-believers. So from there, a further commentary on this. According to Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh, this responsibility which the sword bears, that is, to fulfill the rights of that sword, what does that mean? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh says, means fighting until Allah Ta'ala granted the Muslims victory or one was martyred in the cause of it. Either victory a person gets or a person becomes martyred. Just like in Afghanistan, one shop window, there is an advert that is saying, Ya Shariat, Ya Shahadat. In other words, we want Shariat, Shari law, otherwise we want Shahadat. There is no other third way. Ya Shariat, Ya Shariat, Ya Shahadat. So that is what a Muslim wants. He goes in the battlefield, either he becomes a Shaheed or Islam gets victory. That is all what he looks for. And so fulfilling the rights of that sword. Similarly, with regard to our namazes, one is just to make namaz. And only one place, perhaps it comes in the Quran Sharif, for salli li rabbika, make namaz for your Rabb. But all other places, so many places, the command of salah has come, and everywhere it is aqimi salah, aqimu salah, in the singular or the plural. That is, perform namaz not only as up and down, but with all its requisites. And amongst the requisites of namaz is that a person should be on time, takbir-e-ula. We work for, in this dunya's work, we don't go late, we are punctual. So here also, and in fact a good worker is he who is before time there. So for namaz also, we should be before time. In the same way, the rest of namaz also should be done with all its requisites, not just haphazardly making namaz and thinking that we are namazis. A namazi is not a casual namazi, that when it suits him, he comes for jamaat namaz. When it is just a little bit, some small little problem, he decides to make it at home. So no, a namazi is one who fulfills the namaz with all its rights, then a person is called a namazi. Another Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated in this, when Abu Dujana was given the sword, I was disappointed not to have received the sword after requesting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for it. Everyone was very desirous. I decided to follow Abu Dujana and observe his movements to see what was the reason that it was given to him. What was his special quality? He tied a red cloth on his head, which the Ansar regarded as the head cloth of death. And so when he went now, it was like when a person now is ready to die. Like that he fastened this red cloth on his head, and in other words, I'm ready to die now. And nothing is going to stop me, I'm going forward. That shows that a person should hasten towards Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it was famous of him, when anyone is going to the shops to buy things, he said, see, if mort is sold, buy it for me also. In others, they were keen to go to Allah Ta'ala. That also a person should hasten. But we try everything to keep away from mort. Just a little cough or a sneeze, we think we're going to get sick. With the COVID, what to all excuses we made, I'm going to die. Whereas to die in the path of Allah and in a pandemic, a person gets the mort of a shaheed. But today, the fear, one of the major calamities of the ummah, that is that we are afraid of mort. We don't want to die. We don't want to hear also about death. Whereas a Muslim's life is not like that at all. We are also reminded with the Qurbani that we make every year that we should be involved and be able to take life when it has to be taken by the command of Allah. And a Muslim should not be afraid of blood, to see blood, etc. So jihad is a very important aspect. A person who never thought of becoming a shaheed and fighting in the path of Allah, when he dies with what we call afiyat and salamati, he dies actually on one part of hypocrisy. If never the desire, the thought of it came to him that I should make jihad, I should become a shaheed. And after reciting some words of poetry, he entered the battlefield. The Hazrat Abu Dujana, with great enthusiasm and passion, and he made his nafs also ready by reciting this poetry, that for example, what are you waiting for? The hoors of Jannat are waiting for you. Are you happy that Islam must be overpowered? I will fight until Islam is powerful and Islam overpowers everything. Similar words he mentioned. He killed every enemy that he confronted, and Allah gave him such tawfiq that it was unbelievable as he went forward. So that Sahabi who thought that why I wasn't given the sword, he saw what great qualities he has got. The hadith is a perfect description of the mindset of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Each of them had the desire to hasten towards good deeds when encouraged by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba were always desirous. We find, for example, the poor Sahaba came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that the rich Sahaba, they earn lofty places in Jannah by spending in the path of Allah. They go in jihad, they've got money, they give zakat, they help the poor. We are poor people, we can't do. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught them to read Tasbihat-e-Fatimi and the great virtues of it. When the rich Sahaba came to know of that, they also started. Then the poor Sahaba came and he said, now they also doing what we were doing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that's Allah's fadl, whom he desires to give it to. But the point is that all were desirous to do good. Today with our namaz, when a jamaat stands up, then we push one another in front. If there was a property for sale, we wouldn't push somebody else, you go and buy the property. There we will rush to go and buy it. For small, petty, useless things of this dunya, we rush to go in front. For deen, then we got no value of it. Whereas a person should be keen to always come to the first surf. Not that we are content that we are always at the back in the last surf, etc. We are coming late, we are always missing one, two rakat. That should not be the condition of a believer. We should always try in good work that we are in front and we are the first to do it. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's reluctance to accept the sword after being told of its responsibility does not suggest that they behaved unfaithfully or cowardly, na'uzu billah. Rather, they were not prepared to take up the task and then fall short in fulfilling the responsibility. Yeah, also, whenever we take any responsibility, it's not just a matter of a position. A person wants to become a amir of something, wants to become the chairman of some place. It's not a matter of taking, just getting name and fame and that position. It is a matter of fulfilling the rights of that. Then when we have that responsibility, we must fulfill those rights. It's not just a matter of becoming a husband, there are great responsibilities. Becoming a father, there are great responsibilities. So all those responsibilities we must fulfill also. The same way for a woman to become a wife, it's not just I'm getting married, and usually we only focus on the bright lights of the marriage, that getting married, preparing the for the wedding, the gown, etc. But the bigger responsibility is I'm becoming a wife and to fulfill the rights of my husband. And when a baby comes, it's not now just a matter of becoming a mother, but to fulfill the rights of the baby. That are the important things. So Sahaba were very conscious of their responsibilities. Today we just want names and titles, but our responsibilities, we pay no attention to our responsibilities. If a money note is printed only on one side, but all the virtues of it, and the other side it's not printed of the responsibilities, that note is not acceptable by anyone. So we also, whoever, whether it's the ulama, the huffaz, whoever it is, where there is honor in them, there are great responsibilities also. And that must be also duly fulfilled, then that honor comes. Otherwise, there is a great fear of being taken to task by Allah Ta'ala. It's not just by virtue of some titles and names that a person will get Jannah, but by fulfilling the rights of that. They were men of their word and realized that a Muslim who has been assigned a responsibility should fulfill it with truth and honor. And in fulfilling that also, not just a matter of fulfilling it, but with sincerity, for the pleasure of Allah. Just like the word Nadir, which comes, that is a warner. But the warner never translates the meaning of Nadir. Nadir is that person who warns with great compassion and affection and kindness and mercy. We see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam giving da'wah to his father, who was an idol, not only worshipper but maker of idols. But when he addresses him, Ya Abati, oh my beloved father, oh my beloved father. Every Nabi addressed his qawm, Ya Qawmi, oh my beloved qawm, with feeling, not just a matter of just issuing a warning, but with great feeling. Like a traffic officer, he gives you a fine, he just gives you a fine. Not with that feeling that you take a lesson, that you don't commit that offense again. He just gives you a fine. But a Nabi warns you with great compassion. And that attitude we should have with our children, our subordinates. When we tell them of anything they have done wrong, then we also should have that great compassion. Not just a matter of shouting, giving a hiding, giving some punishment, etc. No, but we should fulfill the rights of it in the proper way. And today one common way of giving punishment is like make a student stand outside. Then he thinks he's an outstanding student. That he's standing outside, so he's an outstanding student. No, it must be done in such a way that the lesson is taken by the person and the object is realized. And that can be done when it is done with great compassion and feeling. And for that, a person has to, in order to correct other people, a person has to be correct himself also first. If he is not correct, he won't be able to correct other people. That is a responsibility for every mother, every father, every person who Allah has put in a position of authority. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen, what a beautiful deen Allah has given us, and the real enjoyment is when we practice on it and with sincerity, and the actual fruit we'll get in the akhirah and the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.